listen to me. Hey, man, we love you, son.
Hey, man.
Bless you, preacher.
Hey, man, good morning. It's just been good to be here. Amen. And I know how it is when you go somewhere for the first time, they're checking you out.
Yeah.
Here I am.
Amen.
Amen. Check me out. But I'm checking you out too.
That's right.
Yeah. But you got me outnumbered, so pray for me. Amen. Amen. It's just good to be here. I come here ready for Sunday school. I said I come ready for Sunday school.
Amen.
Come here for Sunday school and forgot my Bible at the hotel. Had to go back, panicked, worried, and found it. I said, thank you, Lord. Got back in here and caught the tail end of it and enjoyed what I've heard. And I'm telling you, I've enjoyed what I've heard already this morning.
Amen. Amen.
The preaching, the testimonies, the singing, it's good. And Brother Kevin talking about that prodigal son. I thought to myself, you know, there's some things the devil never told the prodigal.
That's right, brother.
He never told him about the price it would cost.
No. Yeah,
right. He never told him about the pain it would cause.
Amen, brother.
But praise God, he never told him about the pardon that would come. Amen.
Amen.
I'm going to tell you, if you're here lost today, you're our welcome guest.
Amen.
And you might say, well, preacher, I just come because it's Father's Day. I didn't come to get preached to. I just come just to honor my daddy. And hey, listen, I'm telling you, it'd be a good day to meet your heavenly Father.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Jesus said, no man cometh unto the Father but by me. And it'd be a good day to come to Jesus and get saved,
it,
brother, and meet your heavenly Father.
Amen.
My earthly dad, he died 1 month before my 14th birthday. And I've lived twice as long without him as when I had him. I'm 47 now. But you know what? I want to thank God I had a daddy who loved me.
Yes.
And worked hard. And do I believe he was saved? No, I don't. But I believe what time he was here, he loved his family and worked hard to take care of us. And you know what? I thank God for men that God has brought into my life since then that have loved me and trained me and taught me and corrected me and challenged me and instructed me. And oh, God just took care of me in that. But I can tell you, I'm glad as a 16-year-old boy, I was skinny, had long curly hair. Hard to believe, ain't it? And I remember that night. Oh, listen, some old-fashioned Holy Ghost leather-lung preacher told me about Jesus.
Yeah.
I couldn't quote John 3:16, recite the Lord's Prayer, or tell you the 23rd Psalm.
Yeah.
All I knew was I was a great sinner. He was a great Savior. I came to an altar, prayed the best way I knew to pray, got my sins forgiven, and 31 years later, praise God, I'm still serving Him.
Amen.
Now listen, I don't preach like Brother Kevin. I don't preach like Brother Garrett. I don't preach like Brother Tyler. I don't preach like Brother Darrell. I'm just me, brother.
Amen.
And you don't got to act like me to be saved, but don't fall out with me because I do. Amen.
Amen.
Tell it, Tom.
Listen, I know you're thinking, I know what you're thinking. Can any good thing come out of Indiana? Amen. I tell you, there's more Kentucky people in Indiana than there are Hoosiers. Amen.
Amen.
And I just want to say this, and we'll get right into it. I'm just honored to be here this morning. I'm humbled and I'm honored that your pastor would invite me because I know the quality of men that he has here, and I'm just honored and I feel the least. But I want to say, a long time ago, well, it seems like a long time now, but God let me meet Brother Jamie Branham, and he's become a dear friend. Him
Amen.
And Sister Amy, their family have been a blessing to me and my wife, and we've got to meet them. And then along the way, I got to meet Brother Darrell and found out they was in the same church. Amen. And then got to meet Brother Kevin. So it's such a privilege.
Amen.
They come over the other night. They come over the other night to the tent revival, heard me preach, and he still wanted me to come.
Amen.
Praise God. I'm glad for it. I'm not much, but I want to do all I can for the Lord.
Amen.
Heard a story one time. They said this family here in Kentucky, they was just poor, and some of you don't know nothing about that.
Yeah.
But they was poor and scratched out a living on a little farm. And one boy done exceptionally well, and they sent him off to the city college to get more book learning. And he'd come home on the summers and help out and working on the farm. And his daddy was down at the general store talking with a bunch of men. They said, has your boy changed much since he went off to that city school, got all that book learning? He said, no, he's the same. They said, you sure he ain't changed none? He said, well, I did notice one thing. He said he used to take our old mule Beck out, plow with her all day long. He'd come to the end of that big long furrow. He'd yell, whoa, Beck, G-Bet can turn up and he'd plow all day. But since he's been back from that city school, got that book learning, I was out in the barn the other day, he come to the end of that big furrow, I thought I heard him say, "Halt, Rebecca, pivot and proceed." Amen. Hey, ain't no sense in putting on airs, brother. That's just right. Be what you are. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. If you got your Bibles, turn with me, if you will, to 1 Kings. 1 Kings chapter 14. I'm just going to give you what God gave me. Amen.
Amen.
I want to say happy Father's Day to you daddies. I'm thankful for you. Oh, thank God for that message that I've already heard. Amen. It's been good. I think little Ron's going to get me a little water. Amen.
Amen.
Appreciate that. Appreciate that, brother. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, my friend. Amen. Appreciate that. 1 Kings chapter 14, if you're there, say amen.
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 If you can and will, out of the reverence of God's word, would you stand with me? Would you stand with me out of the reverence of God's word? If you can, if you can't, don't you worry about that. But if you can, please do. Again, it's just good to be here.
Amen.
I want you to pray for my father-in-law. He had a stroke some time back. And then my mother-in-law has some dementia issues. And so Gina, my better half, the brains of the outfit, we've been married over 25 years, and next to Jesus, she's the best thing ever happened to me.
Amen.
And some of you men just missed a real good place
amen.
To amen right there.
Amen.
It's going to be a long day for you, sir.
Amen.
But I'll be, as soon as church is over, I'm getting back home to Gina May and get to be home for a few days to help out before I have to leave for Ohio. But I just love her and pray for him when you think about him.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Father.
Amen. 1 Kings 14, verse 21. Say amen if you're there.
Amen.
Amen.
And Rehoboam, the son of Solomon, reigned in Judah. Rehoboam was 41 years old when he began to reign. And he reigned 17 years in Jerusalem, the city which the Lord did choose out of all the tribes of Israel to put his name there. And his mother's name was Nama in Ammonitis. Look up here, young folk. It matters who you marry.
That's right.
Amen. Hey, man, I said it matters. It matters who you marry. Amen.
Amen.
And Judah did evil in the sight of the Lord. And they provoked him to jealousy with their sins which they had committed above all that their fathers had done. For they also built them high places and images and groves on every high hill and under every green tree. There were also Sodomites in the land, and they did according to all the abominations of the nations which the Lord cast out before the children of Israel. By the way, this is Pride Month.
Yes.
And can I just throw this in while I'm at
preach,
it?
Brother.
I'm proud to be straight.
Amen.
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 I'm proud I was born a man and I'm still a man.
Amen. Amen.
I'm proud I'm married to a woman that was born a woman. She's still a woman.
Amen.
Amen.
But above everything, I'm proud to be an old-time, blood-washed saint of God. Amen.
Amen.
Woo!
Tell it, brother.
This sounds like a whole lot of like America, what we're reading right now,
right,
don't it?
Brother.
It
sure does, brother.
I'm talking about they provoked the Lord. Hey, they built high places, images, and groves. Sodomites in the land.
Yep.
Oh, my. Verse 25, and it came to pass in the fifth year of King Rehoboam that Shishak, king of Egypt, came up against Jerusalem. Notice what he did. And he took away the treasures of the house of the Lord and the treasures of the king's house. He even took away all. Say that with me.
Yeah.
All.
All.
All means all, and that's all that all means. He took away all. And he took away all the shields of gold which Solomon had made. And King Rehoboam made in their stead brazen shields, and committed them unto the hands of the chief of the guard, which kept the door of the king's house. And it was so, when the king went into the house of the Lord, that the guard bare them and brought them back into the guard chamber.
Yeah.
Now the rest of the acts of Rehoboam and all that he did, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Judah? Amen. Dear brother, Brother Bowling, would you lead us in a word of prayer?
Bless you, Lord. We want to thank you for this day, Father.
Yes,
Father
Lord.
Father God, we want to thank you for blessings, Father.
God,
oh, Father God, we want to ask you,
your
Father,
word,
come on our brother's lips, Father.
Yes.
Oh, Father God, if they be one in this house today, Father.
Use
oh, Father God, that doesn't
God
know you, Father, we pray, Lord, they turn their life over to you today, Father. And again, bless our brother, Father.
Touch him, God. Oh, God, help, Lord.
Give him liberty and freedom.
Bless him, God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Before I tell you what I'm preaching to this morning, I want you to know I've only got three points, so don't get nervous. Amen.
Amen.
No poem, but 3 points. Yeah. And then I'll let you go. Before I get into it, the first 2 points aren't very long, but the third one I just may park there for a while. Amen. Amen. Hey, but if the Lord would help me, I want to preach on this thought. The real deal.
Yeah. Amen. Tell it, son.
Woo, I'm going to preach on the real deal.
Amen.
Amen. First thing I want you to notice, the compromise.
Yeah.
I want you to notice the compromise. I want you to know this was written about 30-some years, about 32 to be exact, about 32 years after that Solomon had prayed in the temple.
Uh-huh.
When they built the temple and they consecrated and listen, they gave that unto God and they offered up sacrifice and offerings. And you remember that? Listen, because as I read this account here and 1 Kings 14, this same account is found in 2 Chronicles chapter 12.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And 32 years before this, in Chronicles, it would be 2 Chronicles 6 and 7. But here it would be, I believe, about the 12th chapter of 2 Kings that Solomon had built the temple.
Yeah.
That he consecrated it unto the Lord. And I'm going to tell you what happened that day. Woo! As they offered that unto God and gave that unto God. Hey, listen, dedicated it to the Lord. The Bible said the fire came down from heaven.
Yeah.
And listen, it consumed the sacrifice and it consumed the offerings and the glory of the Lord.
Yes.
Woo! The glory of the Lord.
Amen.
Filled the house of God. Amen. So much so that the priest couldn't even enter in.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'm talking about the glory of God showed up. Don't know about you, but I want the glory of God
Amen.
In my life.
Amen.
I want the glory of God in my home. I want the glory of God in my family. I want the glory of God in the church.
Amen.
Oh, I desire the glory of God in our nation one more time, don't you?
Amen.
Oh, how we need the glory of God.
Amen.
But listen, can I tell you, there that day when the glory of the Lord showed up, you remember, listen, that night when Solomon pillowed his head and God spake to him and gave him the blessed promise. He said, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I'll hear from heaven. He said, I'll forgive their sin and I'll heal their land. By the way, I believe that promise is still good.
Amen.
Amen. I believe that's the recipe for success right there.
Uh-huh.
Brother, you could talk about more economic growth and social change and legislation, but what we need is more of God, brother.
Amen.
Hey, we need more of God. We need more of His glory. Listen in 2 Chronicles 12. Brother, the same account that's happening right here, what I read to you, 32 years later, Rehoboam has turned his back on God.
Yeah.
And he's led Judah astray. They've rejected God. They've rejected His word. They've allowed every ungodly thing to come in. And instead of the glory of God showing up, they got the enemy of God's people knocking on their door.
Uh-huh.
Amen. And God said, you have forsaken me.
Yeah.
You have forsaken me. Therefore, He said, I also have left you into the hands of Shishak.
Uh-huh.
Amen. Instead of being in the hand of God, He said, I'm going to put you over in the hand of Shishak, the Egyptian.
Right.
And instead of having my glory, instead of having my blessing, instead of having me, you're going to have trouble.
Yeah.
And can I tell you, friend, you can't go against God and ever win, friend.
Amen.
It ain't going to work.
No.
I'm talking about the compromise.
Amen.
I'm talking about the compromise.
Yeah.
I'm talking about that Rehoboam had rejected God. And they followed hard after sin. They rejected God and went their own way.
Amen.
They rejected God and chased after the things of the world. And they built them groves. And they built them, these high places and worshipped idol gods and followed after abominations and allowed sodomites in the land. And brother, because of that, because of Rehoboam and Judah sinning and because of their disobedience, the Lord allowed the enemy to come in. Woo! The Lord allowed the enemy to come in, and they robbed the treasures out of the house of the Lord. And not only the treasures out of the house of the Lord, but notice what he said. They took away all. Yeah. They took away all. Hey, can I tell you tonight, look up here, Dad. There's an enemy of your soul that wants to kill, steal, and destroy.
Amen.
I'm telling you, sir, he wants to rob you. He wants to rob your home. He wants to rob your family. He wants to rob your marriage. Mama,
tell it.
There's an enemy of your soul that wants to take every good thing that God's ever given you. He wants to destroy you.
Amen.
And Brother God allowed Shishak to come in.
Really?
And he took the treasures out of the house of the Lord.
Amen.
In fact, the Bible said he took all. And notice what else he did. He took the golden shields. He took the golden shields that Solomon had made. And he took them away. But notice what Rehoboam did. After all the treasures were taken, after all the good things that God had given him was robbed, brother, the Bible said that he made shields of brass. He made brazen shields in place of the golden shield.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, can I tell you something about that? Can I tell you something about that? Brother, brass is a cheap imitation for gold.
Amen.
It's preaching time up here.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm talking about brass is a cheap imitation for gold.
Amen.
Oh, yes, brother, it's not the real deal. Amen. Gold is the real deal.
Right.
But brass is a cheap imitation. Oh, but can I tell you, I don't want the cheap imitation.
No.
Brother, I want the real deal.
Amen.
I want the real thing.
Yes.
Look up here, friend. I don't want to play church. I don't want to play around. I don't want to be just a pretty good feller. But I want to be what God wants me to be. Hey, listen, I want the real deal. No, I'm afraid there's too many. There's too many today. There's too many today following after the cheap imitation.
Yeah.
There's too many men and women that's going after the cheap imitation.
Really?
And there's too many ministries and churches going after the cheap imitation. There's too many folks following after that which is fake. But all I'm telling you tonight, listen, I want the real deal. I don't want to compromise. I don't want to get along. I don't want to fit in. Hey, listen, I don't want to just tolerate. But brother, I want to stand for God and be what He wants me to be. Brother, I want the real deal here today.
Amen. Amen, right there.
Amen.
Preach on. Preach a good preaching. Amen. Thank you. Brother, I want the real deal.
Amen.
There might be somebody in here. Listen, maybe you've played church. And maybe at one time you were saved and serving God. But now you're so far from Him that the IRS can't find you.
Amen.
I'm going to tell you, better quit playing around.
That's right.
And don't you settle for the imitation.
Amen.
Brother, you better quit compromising and get the real deal.
Amen.
And look up here, lost friend. I believe there's somebody here today. You're lost. And God's been dealing with your heart. How do you know, preacher? Because it happened with me.
Yeah.
And one day I began to count up the cost. And I realized I couldn't afford to die without Him.
Yeah.
And brother, I realized one day I didn't want to just be a good boy. I didn't just want to get a pat on the back and be told how good I was. I wanted my sins forgiven. I wanted the emptiness of my soul to be filled up. I wanted to know that I know when I leave here, I was going to heaven.
Amen.
I don't want no cheap imitation.
Amen.
I don't want a shield of brass, but I want what God has. I want the shield of gold.
Amen.
I want the real deal here today.
Amen. Glory to God.
The compromise.
Yes.
The compromise.
Amen.
Have you compromised, sir?
That's good preaching, brother.
Have you compromised, man? You know what happened when Rehoboam compromised? The hand of God was lifted off of him.
Uh-huh.
And the hand of God, the blessing, was lifted off of Judah.
Yeah.
And they were left, brother, for the enemy to have his way.
Right.
The enemy come in and robbed them and destroyed them, stole everything, and left them with nothing, brother. He took all. He took all. I believe I'm preaching to somebody that would begin to examine your life and say, oh, preacher, the devil, he's made a mess of my life. He's ruined and ravished my life. Oh, preacher, I need something better than what I've got, friend. And just lay aside the cheap imitation and say, God, I want the real deal. I want the real thing. I don't want to compromise, but God, I want you. I want everything you've got for me.
Amen.
Amen.
Everybody all right?
Tell it.
Amen.
I've only got two more points, so don't get nervous.
Tell it.
That's the compromise. But I want you to consider number two. I want you to consider the cost.
Really?
Not just the compromise, But look at the cost. I'm talking about the real deal.
All right, brother.
They lost their shields of gold. They said, well, that's all right. We'll just make shields of brass.
Yeah, that'll work.
Ain't the same, brother.
No.
Hey, it ain't the same.
No.
Not only do I see the compromise, but now I see the cost. Someone said, preacher, what are you talking about? Look up here, friend. Brass is cheap. Brass is cheap.
Yes.
But gold is costly.
Uh-huh.
Gold is something that's costly.
Yeah.
Look up here, friend. You and I, if we're saved today, have been redeemed by the rich red roll of blood of Jesus.
Amen.
Praise God, it wasn't cheap. In fact, in 1 Peter chapter 1, Peter said we've been redeemed with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise God, as of a lamb without spot and blemish. Can I tell you the price he paid on Calvary's cross when he hung between the heavens and the earth and bowed his lovely, wounded, bloody head and said, it is finished. Praise God, I'm glad 31 years ago, brother, the price was costly.
Amen.
It came, brother, from him. It was his precious blood that was shed for me. What can wash away my sin?
Nothing
but the blood of Jesus, friend. I'm talking about it's costly today.
Amen.
Listen, you can join the church. You can be a good moral person. But, brother, your religion and your righteous self won't get the job done. Brother, it takes the rich, red, roll, redeeming blood of Jesus Christ, or you'll never be saved.
Amen.
Hey, you can get. Can I take this off, brother?
Yeah, right.
Hey, you can give the preacher your hand. You can join the church. You can get baptized in every hole of water in Pike County. You can turn over a new leaf and listen, try to be better. You can quit your dope and lying and running.
Amen.
But friend, if you never get a bath in the blood of Jesus, you're still lost. On your way to hell, friend, I'm telling you.
Amen.
I'm talking about the cost. It was an expensive purchase, brother. It came from Calvary.
Amen.
It came from Christ.
Amen.
It was his blood.
Amen.
Not only do I see that, but I want you to notice something else. Brother, when you look at gold and when you look at brass, there's a difference.
Uh-huh.
Because there's a carat count.
Uh-huh.
And the carat is a measurement to designate the purity of the gold.
Yes. Yeah.
In fact, if you look at it, friend, the carat count on gold is 24. Anybody want to guess what the carat count on brass is? Zero. Goose egg. Zilch. Nada. There ain't no carat count on brass. I'm talking about the cost. I'm talking about the cost. Oh, praise God. Can I tell you that carat count designates its purity? Brother, I'm telling you, Isaiah 1:18, the Lord said, come, let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, I'll make them as white as snow. And though they be like crimson, I'll make them as wool. But I'm telling you, as I told you a moment ago, brother, there ain't nothing like the precious blood of Jesus. It's the only thing that can wash you, make you clean, forgive your sin. Praise God. Thank God for Calvary.
Amen.
Thank God for the blood. Thank God that he's still in the saving.
Amen.
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 Now, what few minutes I've been up here,
Philly,
I've been wiping my sweat, wiping my spit.
Yeah.
Spit's a Bible word, by the way.
Yeah.
Amen.
Now, if I was to look at these boys here, I'd say, here, I want you to take that home and remember me every time. Every time you look at that old handkerchief, they'd say, you're crazy, preacher. They'd say, you're nuts. And you know what? Somehow we got it in our mind that the Lord's going to accept our own righteousness.
Nice.
When the Bible said, your righteousness and my righteousness.
Filthy rag.
In the sight of God. And no more than these boys want my nasty handkerchief. God don't want your filthy righteousness. Brother, there ain't
nothing but
the blood.
Brother,
that can purify you, save you, cleanse you, and make you a fit servant for heaven.
Amen.
Praise God for the blood.
Amen.
Somebody said, oh, you must be a pretty good feller. No.
No.
Someone said, oh, you wear a suit and tie.
No,
you must be a real outstanding feller.
No.
No.
Hey, someone said, you're good looking.
No.
They say you're a pretty good feller. You know some good people. Hey, can I tell you ain't none of that gonna make me good enough? But oh, thank God when somebody asks me, preacher, how come you're saved? How come you're living the way you live? I'm telling you, it's the blood. It's the blood.
Amen.
It's the blood.
Amen.
It ain't nothing else but the blood.
Amen.
Amen,
brother.
Ooh, I try to act dignified, it don't work.
No.
It's the blood.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the cost.
Amen.
I'm talking about the cost. And let me say this. And I'll move on to my last point. I'm going to park there for a while. But let me say this as we're talking about the cost. You know what else, brother? The carat count I was talking about that designates its purity, you know what? That carat count, it's found on the gold. You have a piece of gold, you look, friend. No, more often than not, you'll find the carat count on that piece of gold. It'll tell you how pure it is.
Yeah.
But can I tell you, you look at an old cheap piece of brass, you know what it says? It says brass.
Yeah. Yeah.
You look at a cheap piece of brass, they stamp that thing brass.
Yeah.
That's all it is. Hey, it ain't worth nothing.
Hey,
I'm talking about that gold. It's got a mark. It's got a mark to designate its purity. Can I tell you, I'm real glad for 2 Timothy 2:19. He said the foundation of God stands sure, having this seal, having this seal, having this seal. The Lord knows them that it is. And everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. Oh, praise God, I've got a mark on me. And if you're saved today, you've got a mark on you. You belong to Him, friend. Praise God for that seal.
Amen. Amen.
Talk about the cost. You ain't going to sneak in.
No.
You ain't going to backdoor in.
No.
You ain't going to just, I believe in God.
No, I don't come.
I'll tell you, friend, you got to come. You've got to come to Him by faith and get saved by His glorious grace.
Amen.
Get washed in His precious blood. Get your sins forgiven. Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel. For it is the power of God unto salvation. To everyone that believeth, brother, I don't care if I'm at Cracker Barrel, Walmart, a hotel. I don't care where I'm at. I'm going to tell somebody about Jesus.
Amen.
You know why? I ain't ashamed, friend. Amen. I don't want the cheap imitation. I want the real deal.
Amen.
And thank God I'm glad for the mark I have on my life that I'm His and He's mine. And if you don't know Him today, friend, it'd be a real good day here on Robinson Creek to meet a man named Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Tell it, brother.
Amen.
Everybody all right?
Amen.
Let me give you my third point and I'm done.
Tell it, brother.
I see the compromise.
Bless you, brother.
I see the compromise. They lost the gold. They lost the blessing. They lost what God had given them and they tried to replace it with brass.
Tell it.
You know, there's a lot of people. They try to look for something to satisfy their soul.
They do.
Look for something to bring some meaning, to bring some purpose.
Yeah.
They look for it in a pill.
Yeah.
They look for it in some kind of dope.
Yeah.
They look for it in a bottle. They look for it in a person.
Yeah.
A possession.
Yeah.
They look for it in an amount of money or something in this world. But brother, it's a cheap imitation.
It is.
It is.
It is, brother.
And I'm not trying to be ugly, but look up here, friend. There's a lot of churches have a cheap imitation.
Amen.
That's right.
You know why? You know why they got smoke and lights and all this entertainment? You know why? Because it's a cheap imitation.
Amen.
They lost the real deal a long time ago.
Really?
And now they're just trying to drum something up with a cheap imitation. Yeah. But brother, I don't want the cheap imitation.
No.
I want the real deal.
Amen.
I don't want to compromise, but I want Christ. I don't want to compromise, but I want Christ.
Amen.
And I hope there's some daddy here on Father's Day that'll stand up and say, sign me up, count me in, preacher. I don't want to compromise.
Amen.
I want to be what God wants me to be. I want to live how
Amen.
God wants me to live.
That's
I
good.
Want to do what God wants me to do. I don't want the cheap brass, but I want the gold. I want the riches of
Amen.
Heaven. I want the treasures of His grace. I want to be the man that God has called me
Amen,
to be.
Amen, brother. Amen.
And then we see this cost.
Tell it.
Oh, it's costly. Gold ain't cheap, brother. Listen to the salvation that's available to us. It wasn't cheap.
No.
Someone said salvation's free. Hey, it wasn't cheap, brother.
No.
Christ paid a great price for it.
Amen,
and I'm glad that every one of His, they have a mark on them, brother.
Amen.
Woo!
Yeah.
Saved! Amen. But lastly, friend, and I'm done, I want you to see the contrast.
Tell it.
Can I park here for a minute?
Tell it.
My Lord, brother.
Frank, brother.
Hey. I may not be your cup of tea, but I am poured out of the right pot.
Yes, sir, brother.
Yes, sir.
This is the contrast, friend.
Yeah.
Here's the contrast. Someone said, preacher, what's the difference? What's the difference between gold and brass? What's it matter, preacher? As long as it looks good, well, who cares what anybody thinks? Here's the contrast.
Tell it.
Gold and brass. Look up here, friend. Gold and brass have similar colors.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I mean, when you look at them, friend, they look a lot alike.
Uh-huh.
They're similar in their colors. But can I tell you, gold is a whole lot shinier.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, and yellow. Brass is more dull.
Yeah.
And it doesn't have the vibrant yellow that gold has. Uh-huh. Oh, someone said, preacher, what do you mean? In Matthew 5:16, Jesus said, let your light so shine before men, that they may see your good works, that they may see your good works, that they may see your good works, and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Hey, look up here, friend. I want the real deal. Let me ask you, sir, when your children watch your life, when they see how you live, how you talk, and where you go, and what you do, are they seeing the real deal? Are they seeing you like brass dull and no vibrancy and no light at all? Or do they see you like gold that you're shining? Amen. And you're bright and vibrant. Oh, I'm telling you, they're watching the way you talk. They're watching what you see on TV. Hey, look up here, mama. They're listening to you. I listen when you're gossiping, backbiting, and running everybody down. When you're talking foolish talk or doing things you ought not do. I know you think you got a head, but they're watching your life. Hey, mama. Hey, papa. Them grandbabies are watching you, how you live and what you do. Oh, I'm telling you, sir, when they look at my life, you know what? I don't want there to be any question. Is it gold or brass?
Tell it, brother. That's right.
I don't want them to be confused. I want them to see some good works. Amen. Now look up here, friend. Good works will not save you. But Paul said we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works that God has before ordained that we should walk in them. Look up here, friend. You know what good works is? It's the evidence of your salvation.
Amen.
It's the fruit on your tree.
Amen.
And if you ain't got the good works, then brother, it's pretty evident you're still lost.
Amen.
But brother, when you get saved, you'll have some good works.
Amen.
You'll have some fruit. You'll have a light to shine in a dark world. Brother, you ain't supposed to fit in. You're supposed to be a light for the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. That's right. Telling it right.
You know what happens when you live right?
Yeah. Tell us.
People will know the difference.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Hey, listen, we're all mature people here.
Yes.
We've met people that say they're a Christian.
Oh, yeah.
And when you watch their walk and their life, you think,
no way. Oh, ain't no way.
There's a Greek word for that. It's called baloney.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know they ain't even saved.
That's right.
You ain't trying to be judgmental. And that's what the world likes to say. Amen. You ain't supposed to judge. That's not what the Bible says.
That's right. Tell it.
Hey, look up here, friend.
Tell it.
Hey, listen, their life, it shows what they are.
That's right. Yeah.
But, brother, you meet that old saint of God. Yeah. I'm not saying they're perfect, brother.
That's right.
But you meet that old saint of God. You'll see them works, brother.
Yeah.
You'll see the evidence. And look up here, lost man. I know what you do. You say, well, I would go down there to church at Liberty, but all them hypocrites.
Yeah.
You know what I have never heard? I've never heard one person say, well, you know, I would go down to Walmart, but there's just too many hypocrites.
Oh, yeah.
I've never heard that. It's the same bunch that's here right now. It's the same bunch down at Walmart.
Amen.
But it don't keep you out of there, friend. I tell you, you know the difference. You know the difference.
Amen.
You know the difference, brother. Hey there, brother, there's a light that shines in darkness.
Amen, son.
You know how I know the difference?
Tell it.
Because when you show up at Walmart, and you see that old saint of God in aisle 3, you shoot over to aisle 4.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Right.
Amen.
There's just something about that saint of God that troubles you, that bothers you. Hey, listen, I'm talking about, they'll tell you about Jesus. They'll invite you to church. And brother, you just feel funny around him. You know why? Because there's a light that shines in your darkness. And you know there's something to it, brother. I'm telling you, I want the real deal tonight.
Amen.
There's a contrast, friend, between gold and brass.
Yeah.
You know what else? There's another contrast. Look up here. You know what gold will not do?
Tell it.
Gold will not interact with a magnet.
No.
You cannot get gold to interact with a magnet at all. But you know what brass will do? Brass will attract and be attracted by a magnet.
Uh-huh.
It'll be drawn to the magnet.
Uh-huh.
Someone said, preacher, what's the difference? Well, brother, can I tell you, I believe the difference between gold and brass, brother, God's people are not drawn to this world.
No.
Woo! Oh, no, sir. You remember what John said? John said, love not the world, neither the things of the world.
Yeah.
For if any man loves the things... of the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that's in this world is the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life. And he said, listen, these things are not of the Father, but are of the world. And the world passeth away and the lust thereof. Hey, look up here, friend. There's a contrast between gold and brass.
That's right.
And brother, brass will be drawn to that magnet.
Amen.
Oh, but gold will not.
Amen.
And I tell you about an old saint of God. And brother, they don't want this world. Brother, they want the Lord. Amen. He said, don't seek those things which are below.
Yeah.
But seek those things which are above. Yeah. Where Christ sitteth at the right hand of God. Hey, look up here, friend. I know we got to live here. And we got to live amongst the world. But brother, I'm telling you, there's a difference. Brother, if you're saved, you'll be laying up treasures in heaven.
Amen.
Not treasures down here on earth. Brother, there's a difference between the two.
Amen.
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 Now look up here.
That's good, Todd.
We're a work in progress.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah. Look up here. Look up here, friend. You know why it's so important to come to Sunday school?
Yeah. Tell it.
Preach, brother.
You know why it's so important to bring your children to Sunday school?
Tell it. Preach.
You know why it's so important you to listen, not come to church one Sunday, be gone for three, come back
tell
one,
it.
Miss four. You know why it's so important for you to open up your Bible at home and have devotions with your children
tell
and
it.
To pray with your children? Look up here, sir, ma'am. You know why that's so important?
Tell
Let
it.
Me give you two reasons.
Tell it.
Because the psalmist said, the commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes.
That's right.
And then Job said in Job 32 and 8, that's, I believe that's Psalm 19, 8. Job 32 and 8 said, there is a spirit in man, and the inspiration of the Almighty giveth him understanding. You know what the Holy Ghost of God and the Word of God do together as they work in your life?
Tell it.
They begin to give you light and understanding
right.
and reveal truths to you that you've never known.
Right.
Now look up here. I'm a work in progress.
Me too, brother.
Don't ask my wife about it. She'll tell you.
Yeah.
I am a work in progress. Someone said, preacher, you feel like you arrived? No. I'm not what I'm going to be, but I sure ain't what I was.
Amen.
And I'm a work in progress, and every day the Lord, that great master potter, is shaping
Amen.
Me and molding me.
Amen.
But brother, I'll tell you one thing. As I grow in grace and in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, you know what? I despise this world even more.
Amen.
And I want more of Him. And every day He's working in my life to make me more like Him and less like myself, more like Him and less
Amen.
Like the world. And praise God, thank God, I hope He just keeps working on me.
Amen.
And there'll be some things, saint of God, that He'll begin to reveal to you.
Tell it.
He'll say, psst, you can't live like that.
That's right, brother God.
You can't dress like that.
That's right, brother.
You can't talk like that.
Oh, He'll get you.
You can't go there.
He'll tell you that.
Now listen, I'm not talking about this being a bunch of do's and don'ts.
Uh-huh.
But I'm talking about God working in you.
That's right.
And I'm talking about God beginning to show you some things
right.
that you need to move up to.
That's right, brother.
And things that you start
that's
to become.
That's right.
Things you start to do and how you ought to live. And praise God.
Yeah.
I'm talking about if you're saved. Hey, listen, if you're the real deal, you won't be drawn to the world. But, brother, you'll be drawn to heavenly things.
Amen.
I'm talking about gold can't be drawn with an earthly man.
Amen. That's good, brother.
Am I making any sense to anybody?
Yeah.
I'm sure preaching better than some of y'all are acting.
Yeah, that's right. Tell it.
He'll show you some things, brother. Listen.
Tell it.
And if all you ever desire is this, the ungodly things of this world, and you're consumed with the lust of the eyes and the lust of the flesh and the pride of life, brother, there's something wrong. Because He said these things are not of the Father, but they're of the world.
Amen, brother.
Hey, listen. Let me give you another contrast, can I?
Tell it.
Can I give you another one? This is called the ceramic test.
Uh-huh.
I ain't making this up, ain't smart enough to.
Yeah.
Here's the ceramic test. They say if you take a piece of gold and scrape it along ceramic, you know what it'll do? It'll leave a line of gold. Woo! But you know what brass will do? The same thing. Brother, you take a piece of brass and you rub it against ceramic, you know what it'll do? It'll leave a black streak.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Someone said, preacher, what are you saying? Let me ask you, friend, what kind of mark are you leaving?
Amen.
Hey, look up here, Dad, Mom, Grandma, Papa. What kind of mark are you leaving?
Tell it.
What kind of mark are you leaving? Hey, Proverbs 10 and 7. He said the memory of the just is blessed.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, but the name of the wicked shall rot.
Yeah.
Hey, I want you to know, friend, when I leave here, I want to leave a mark. I don't want to leave the wrong kind of mark.
Amen.
I don't want to leave a black streak.
Amen.
I want to leave behind some gold, some treasures, some things that are precious. I want my loved ones to know, friend, when I leave here, I've left a mark that I love the Lord, that I serve the Lord.
Woo!
And brother, they'll follow after me. They can make heaven their home. Amen.
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 That's right, brother.
Paul was getting ready to die.
Tell it.
Well, no, let me take that back. He wasn't going to die. He was departing.
Yes.
He didn't say I'm dying. He said I'm departing.
Yeah.
Woo, big difference.
Big difference.
Amen.
I'm just leaving, changing worlds.
I'm just changing after
him. He said, I fought a good fight, and I've kept the faith, and I finished my course. Henceforth, there's a crown of righteousness laid up for me.
Yeah.
Whom the Lord, the righteous judge, will give me on that day. You know what he done? He got scraped against the ceramic, friend, and he left a gold streak.
Uh-huh.
Paul left a mark.
Yeah.
That's why he said, be followers of me, even as I am of Christ.
Uh-huh.
But I'm telling you, friend, there's a lot of folks, they leave here, and all they left behind is a black mark, and their memory is going to rot.
Amen.
Oh, friend, I'm telling you, when they woke up to my casket, looked down at my cold form, hey, listen, I've done changed addresses. I'm home in the presence of the Lord. I want them to say, this whole fat preacher loved the Lord, and he served him, and he was sincere. Hey, friend, what kind of mark are you leaving?
Amen.
What kind of mark are you leaving for your loved ones to follow?
Amen. You're right.
That's right. I smell flesh
burning.
Hey,
amen.
Amen.
What kind of mark are you leaving, sir?
Yeah.
Hey, in the workplace, what kind of mark are you leaving?
Really?
Hey, at school, young people, you confess to know the Lord. What kind of mark are you leaving? Hey, in your neighborhood, friend. We had an old preacher up home. He said one day he pastored Grace Free Will Baptist Church in Marion, Indiana. He said he got up one Sunday going to church, and he was in a hurry. He was late, and he went to church, Sunday school and church that day. Come back home, his neighbor was lost as a duck in a desert.
Yeah.
But he said, when I got home, she was out working in the yard. You know what she said to me? You was running a little late, weren't you, preacher? What's that mean, preacher? Somebody's watching you.
Amen.
What kind of mark are you leaving?
Uh-huh.
Oh, hey, listen, let me give you just a few more. Hey, listen, let me tell you something else about gold and brass. Someone said, what's the difference? What's the contrast? Look up here, friend. Gold has more density than brass.
That's right.
What's that mean? Got more substance.
Yeah, got something to it, don't it?
Hey, it's got some density.
Yeah.
There's more substance to gold than there is brass. Oh, someone said, preacher, what are you saying? I'm saying the psalmist said that righteous man, he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaves shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Right. But the ungodly are not so. The ungodly are not so. They're like the chaff which the wind drives away. Hey, listen, I'm asking you, friend, what kind of substance do you have?
That's right. Oh, yeah.
I'm talking about gold has some density.
Yeah.
It's solid, friend. Yeah. It's got some weight to it. Oh, listen, I've never lived in a time where people are so easily offended.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm talking about Brother Jamie, every little thing. Well, I just won't go back.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I just got my feelings hurt. I ain't going
back. Oh, yeah.
Like a chaff.
Yes, sir.
Well, you know the preacher didn't shake my hand.
Oh, yeah.
Well, they got the wrong color carpet. Well, they didn't sing my song, and they didn't preach my preacher, and they didn't do. Hey, look up here, friend. If you want everybody like you, go sell ice cream. But brother, if you want to serve God, then just say, God, I want to be the real deal.
Amen.
Brother, they may talk about you, run you down, mistreat you, but brother, count it all joy. They did it to Jesus. You might as well sign up, brother. They're going to do it to you too.
Amen.
Just get used to it, friend.
Amen.
They may not invite you to the family reunion, but say, praise God, I love you, Lord.
Amen. That's right. Tell it.
Got some density. Amen. Ain't every little wind of doctrine come along gonna take the real deal away. Well, did you hear what they're preaching down there? I'm just gonna go follow after that.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, the real deal's got some substance.
That's right, brother.
Ain't every little thing come along gonna knock you down.
That's right, brother.
And draw you aside and mess you up, friend.
Tell it,
son. Oh, praise God.
You're right.
How many more? Give me 5 minutes. How many will give me 5 minutes right here? How many more? Will you give me 5 minutes? 5, 10, 15, 20, 25.
Tell it, brother.
Listen, you know what the difference between gold and brass? You know there's another contrast? Let me give you another contrast between gold and brass. Listen, gold will not tarnish. But brass, you know what brass will do? It'll react to its environment. Brass will, listen, it's called oxidation. Brass will begin to tarnish and it'll begin to discolor because of its surroundings.
Yes, it will.
Because of what's happening around it, but gold will not tarnish. Someone said, preacher, what are you trying to say? And Psalm 61 and 2, David said, when my heart is overwhelmed within me, when my heart is overwhelmed within me, he said, lead me to the rock. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I.
Amen.
Hey, someone said, preacher, what are you talking about? Hey, look up here, friend. I believe the real deal, the gold, it won't be tarnished by what's going on around it.
Amen.
That's right.
Look up here, friend. Hey, Jesus never promised you cake, candy, and carousels.
No.
He said in this world you shall have.
Amen.
You shall have.
That's right.
He didn't say you might, you could, you
shall.
He said you shall have tribulation. Job said, man, that's born of a woman. It's a few days and full of trouble. Hey, look up here, friend. You're going to have trials and troubles. You're going to have heartaches and hardships. Amen. But you know what I have noticed? Listen, I've noticed a lot of people in the church world, when trouble comes, brother, listen, the FBI can't find it.
That's right.
Amen.
Instead of getting closer to God, they get further away from God. Instead of praying more, they pray less.
Yes.
Instead of getting in the book more, they put it on the shelf.
Yes.
Instead of coming to church, brother, they just quit.
Yeah.
But brother, can I tell you the real deal? Hey, brass may tarnish and brass may be affected by its surroundings, but gold will not. Brother, when you're the real deal, listen, I'm telling you, I'm glad when you're the real deal, you've got somebody to help you, somebody to shield you, somebody to bless you, take care of you and help you through your time of trouble.
Amen.
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 Praise God for that.
Amen.
I tell some of y'all are still checking me out.
Yes.
Maybe today you've been hurt.
Yeah.
Maybe today you've been done dirty.
Yeah.
And you're discouraged and feel like, well, what's the use?
Uh-huh.
Friend, you just draw nigh to him. He'll draw nigh to
Amen.
You.
Amen.
Like a little chick, brother, just get under that wing and let him shield you and keep you, brother.
He will.
Listen, from the troubles of life, he will.
He will.
He will.
Yeah.
Don't you quit. Don't you give in, give up, give out. There ain't nowhere to turn around. You just keep on keeping on. Hey, say, Lord, I may have took a few licks, but I'm glad I'm still trusting you, and you're going to bring me out on the other side.
Amen.
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 Yes.
You know what else gold to do? Here's another difference. It's called the acid test.
Yeah.
I ain't talking about taking acid.
Uh-huh.
I'm talking about the acid test. Someone said, what's the difference, preacher? Look up here. Look up here. Gold will not react to acid.
Uh-uh.
Has no effect on it.
No. Uh-uh.
But you know what? You know what brass will do? When you put acid on brass, I can't talk. When you took acid on brass, you know what it'll do?
Yeah.
It'll start to bubble up.
Yeah.
It'll start to bubble up and discolor.
Yeah.
Woo! Someone said, preacher, what are you talking about? Look up here, friend. When you're the real deal, you know what? Brother, love will make all the difference.
Amen.
Oh, yes, it will. I'm talking about we're living in an acidic world. We're living in a world that despises you and
That's
me.
Right, brother.
Brother, I'm talking about, listen, the world, the flesh, and the devil is doing all they can to hinder us, to trip us up, and to trouble us. But, brother, I'm telling you, acid has no effect on the real deal. It will on brass, but it won't on gold.
Amen, brother.
I said, preacher, what are you saying? Jesus said, I say unto you, love your enemies and bless them that curse you. And listen, do good to them that hate you and pray for them that despitefully use you and persecute you. Hey, friend, I'm talking about love makes all the difference.
Amen.
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 Can I just tell you what the Bible said? John 13, 35, Jesus said, by this shall all men know.
Amen.
He didn't say some. He didn't say, well, a few. He said, all men shall know that you're my disciples.
If.
And that you have loved one to look up here.
Tell it.
To another.
Amen.
He didn't say love one for another.
Uh-huh.
He said love one to another.
That's right, brother.
Someone said, what's the difference?
Big difference.
I might have love for you and nobody know about it.
Yeah.
That's right.
But when I got love to
you'll
you,
show it.
You'll show
Woo!
It, brother.
Amen.
When I've got love to you,
that's good,
there's some action behind that, friend.
Amen.
Hey, listen, everybody will see it. Everybody will know it. Hey, I'm talking about, friend, the acid test. Brass will bubble and tarnish with the acid, but gold, it won't touch it, friend.
Amen.
I'm talking about when you're born of God, you're born of love. He said, we know we pass from death unto life because we love the brethren.
Brother.
And we don't just love the brethren. Brother, we love our enemies too.
Amen.
That fellow that'll curse you and treat you like a dog. That one that'll soon just kill you and look at you. You know what, friend? When you've got the real deal, you can love them, friend.
Amen.
You
Amen.
Can't do that in the flesh.
That's
no.
right.
No. There's a couple times I've gotten in the flesh and I've had to say, Lord, help me.
Yeah. Yeah.
But brother, I'm telling you, when you got love, woo, that acid won't touch you, this old sinning world.
Amen.
Listen, let me say this and I'm done. I'm talking about the real deal.
Amen.
I'm talking about I see the cost, I see the compromise, and I see the contrast. Look up here. I'm almost done. Don't lose me now. Look up here. This is 32 years. 32 years after Solomon erected the temple, dedicated it to God.
Yeah.
Hey, man, God showed up.
On fire, buddy.
God showed up. The fire came down from heaven.
Yeah.
And the glory of God filled the temple.
Yeah.
So much so, brother, they couldn't even enter in. I'm talking about the glory was so thick.
Amen.
I'm talking about the glory was so thick they couldn't even come in. This is 32 years after that. That's a short time, friend.
Sure is. Yeah.
No time.
32 years, that's not very long.
No,
it ain't long, brother.
And in 32 years, they went from the glory showing up to the glory being gone.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
They went from shouting it out, brother, to being dead.
Right.
They went from God being with them to God turning away from them.
Yeah. Yes.
They went from being blessed to being blistered. 32 years, friend.
Yeah.
And notice this. 32 years before this mess happened, before the judgment of God came upon them, before they lost them gold shields and tried to replace them with the brass and say, look here, we're all right. We've got some brass shields. It ain't what God gave them.
That's right.
It ain't what God blessed them with.
That's right.
You may look good, friend, and you may appear like you're getting by and everything's going good.
Oh,
you got money in the bank and you're healthy and doing good and your family's doing good. But, friend, I'm telling you, listen, there's coming a time you're going to give an answer, friend, to God.
Amen.
Retribution is coming.
Yes.
Judgment is coming. Ain't none of us going to escape the judgment of God.
Amen. No, we're not, brother.
Let me say this. 32 years before the judgment of God came, God spoke to Solomon by night.
Uh-huh.
I mean, he's laying upon his bed and God shows up. Yeah. Woo, I like it when God shows up.
Amen.
How many likes it when God shows
up? Amen, brother.
There's about a third of you like it when God shows up.
Amen.
The rest of you, I don't know about you, but a third of them said, yeah, I like God
showing
up.
Amen.
That's about the truth.
I ain't trying to trick you, friend. Do you like it when God shows up?
Amen. Yeah.
Well, I'll do that kind of stuff, preacher.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Look here. 32 years before judgment came, God said, look here, Hoss. He said, if my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray.
Amen.
And seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then.
Then.
Conditional, friend.
That's right.
Then I'll hear from heaven, I'll forgive their sin, and I'll heal their land. 32 years later, Rehoboam forgets all about that promise. And now the judgment of God has fallen upon him. And you know what the book said? The Bible said there's a record.
Yes.
Hey, he said there's a record.
Exactly
he said
right.
All that he did is written in the book.
That's
I'm going to tell you, friend, your record is on high and my record is on
high.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, let me say four things and I promise I'm done. Look here. I'm talking about the contrast. I'm still on the last point. The contrast. Notice what he said, first of all. He said, if my people shall humble themselves. Look here, friend. When pride is our song,
ain't happening.
Amen.
It ain't going to happen,
ain't
friend.
Happening.
When pride is our song, we ain't going to know the blessings of God.
No.
Hey, you look, here the Bible said this. The Bible said God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. He said, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God. In a due time, he'll exalt you.
Amen.
Jesus said, he that exalteth himself shall be amazed, but he that humbleth himself shall be exalted. Look up here, friend. I'd rather humble myself under his mighty hand and let him exalt me than exalt myself and God take me out. Right now, I'll tell you, when pride is our song, we'll not know the blessings
Amen.
Of God.
Amen.
I mean, when we strut around like a baby rooster, like we got it all figured out, we don't need God. I got everything I need. We're like that church there in Revelation said, we have need of nothing.
Oh, yeah.
We have need of nothing.
Yeah.
Hey, folks around here, hey, listen, up home, everywhere you go, people are so exalted with pride, they kick God out, think they got it all figured out. But when pride is our song, friend, judgment's coming.
Amen. Amen. So true.
Look here, not only when pride is our song, but when prayerlessness is our tone.
Yeah.
Look here, he said, my people, if they'll humble themselves and pray.
That's right.
And pray. I don't know how you feel about statistics, but I heard some time ago, they said the average Christian prays 3 minutes a day, and the average preacher five.
Oh, yeah.
Don't know how they got that figured out, but I said, if that's true, it's no wonder why our churches ain't got no more
power. Right.
They can't even blow fuzz off our neck, friend.
Amen.
Hey, look up here, friend. We wonder why our people are dying lost and going to hell. We wonder why our communities are swallowed up with dope.
Tell it.
We wonder why, people have quit God and turned away. We wonder why people, are messed up and marriages are breaking up and children are going wayward and we can't find no peace. Brother, I'm talking about, Jeremiah 33:3 is still in the book. He said, call unto me and I'll answer you and I'll show you great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Brother, I'm talking about when God's people ring the prayer bells of heaven, we can still hear from God
today. Amen.
So true. I remember that little widow woman. Jesus said, men ought to always pray and not to faint.
Amen.
That little widow woman, listen, her enemies had come against her, and she went to the house of the unjust judge who didn't fear God nor regard man.
Yeah.
And she began to knock on his door.
Yeah.
She said, avenge me of mine adversaries.
Yeah.
Avenge me of mine adversaries. Avenge me and my adversaries. Hey, that old man, he said, you know what? I don't fear God. I don't regard man. But lest she weary me with her continual coming, I'll get up and avenge her of her enemies. You know what Jesus said? He said, hear what the unjust judge saith. You know what he was saying? You just keep asking. You keep seeking. You keep knocking. Hey, praise God, I'm talking about pray without ceasing. Praying always with all prayer and supplication. We need some daddies who will get on their knees and call out to God for their families. We need some mommies who will get down on their knees and pray for their marriages. We need some mamaws and papaws that will get on their knees and call on God to move his mighty hand and do what only he can do.
Amen.
I'm talking about we need to pray.
Amen. That's right. Amen.
When pride is our song, when prayerlessness is our tone, when our priorities are wrong.
Oh, yeah. Right there.
You know what he said? He said, seek my face.
Oh, yeah.
Seek my face. Look up here. I've already lost half of you.
Yeah.
You know why? We got so much on our mind.
Oh, yeah.
We ain't got time for God.
That's exactly right.
Can I remind you, Matthew 6:33, he said, seek ye first.
Yes.
Seek ye first. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. You know what he said to Judah down in Babylon? He said, when you seek for me and you search for me with all of your heart, he said, that's when I'll be found.
Amen.
Amen. Here's what we do. Here's what we do. We just show up. We show up on Sunday morning. All right, preacher, bless me.
Bless me.
Come on, bless me.
I didn't get my blessing.
I'm talking about, listen, we never asked God. We never sought God the night before.
Right.
We never sought God that morning.
Right.
Hey, listen, we get mad because our wife burnt the biscuits. The neighbor's dog kept us up all night. We had a strong discussion on the way to church.
Yeah.
We come in all twisted up, messed up, sit there all humped up. And if it ain't just right, brother, we ain't going to church. But I'm talking about when we seek his face, when we make him a priority, when we put him above everything else, when he's more important than work, and he's more important than entertainment, he's more important than Billy's ball games and Sally's recital, when he's more important, brother, than anything else, I'm talking about we'll hear from heaven.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
It's good preaching whether you ain't there or not. It's good preaching.
Amen.
Amen.
We wonder where's the power of God gone.
Yeah.
We wonder where the shouts go. We wonder where old time convictions go. Brother, when you seek the Lord, I'll tell you, you'll find it. And when we seek the Lord, we'll find it. And when you seek the Lord, you'll find it. But until then, friend, we'll sit in the dark and wonder where God's gone.
Amen.
That's right.
Oh, we talk about what God did 50 years ago. Ooh.
Yeah.
Man, we had revival back then. 30 people got saved that week.
Oh, yeah.
God came up Robinson Creek, brother, turned it upside down.
We act like
God can't do that no more.
Yeah.
I believe Solomon said, hey, Rehoboam.
Yeah.
Remember what he did 32 years before?
Amen.
You remember that one time?
Tell it.
He showed up and the fire came down. The glory was so thick the priest couldn't even enter in. Hey, Rehoboam, that was just 30 years ago.
Yeah.
And now Rehoboam's left.
Yeah.
Lost it all.
Yeah, buddy.
We ain't got time to seek the Lord.
No.
That's right.
Daddies are more worried about their recliners than revival.
Uh-huh. That's right.
Yeah. True.
Mamas are more worried about their figures than their families.
Uh-huh.
Kids are so wrapped up in the world, they don't know nothing about God.
No.
That's true, brother.
And then lastly, not only when pride is our song and prayerlessness is our tone and our priorities are wrong, but look up here, when the purity is gone.
It's gone, buddy. Yeah.
When the purity is gone.
No cleanliness.
He said, humble yourselves, pray, seek my face, and... He's talking to the church.
Turn
from their wicked ways.
Amen.
Don't get mad at me. This may be my last time here, so I'm just going to give you what I got. Amen.
Come back Wednesday night.
He said in 2 Chronicles chapter 6, or 2 Corinthians chapter 6, he said, listen, he said, for us to come out from among the world,
Be separate people.
And touch not the unclean thing, and I receive you, saith the Lord, and I shall be unto you a father. We're talking about Father's Day.
Right.
I shall be unto you a father, and you shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. And then he goes on in chapter 7, he said, having therefore these promises, dearly beloved. He's talking to the church.
Yes.
Yep.
He said, having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves. Let us cleanse ourselves. Let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh.
Uh-huh.
And listen, and perfecting holiness in the sight of God.
Uh-huh.
You know what? Sometimes as Christians, we just expect God to do it all.
That's right,
but
brother.
You know what? He gave us a responsibility. He said we need to cleanse ourselves.
Amen.
Sometimes you got to know when to shut the TV off.
That's right.
That's right. Amen, brother.
Tell it, son.
Sometimes you got to know when to turn away.
Amen.
Right. Amen.
Sometimes you got to know when to not say what you're about to say.
Yeah.
Sometimes you got to know when to step back and say, God, let me live for you. I want to be pure and holy. Hey, listen, Paul said, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, holy, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God.
Amen.
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 When you got saved, listen.
Tell it.
You got saved, he said, in a great house, not only are there vessels of gold and of silver, but also of earth and of wood.
That's right.
And some unto honor and some unto dishonor. But if a man will thoroughly purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel of honor, sanctified and meet for the master's use.
That's right, brother.
Are you gold or brass?
Uh-huh. Amen.
Good question.
I want to be gold, don't you?
Amen.
I want to be the real deal.
Amen.
Hey, Dad. I want to be the real deal.
Amen.
Mom, I want to be the real deal, and I hope you do too.
Amen.
I told you we ain't perfect. We're a work in progress.
Yep.
There's things God's working on you. There's things God's working on you. There's things God's working on me. You know what we need to do? We need to pray for one another.
Amen. Amen.
We need to encourage one another, exhort one another. We need to help bear each other's burdens. We need to care for one another.
Amen.
And listen, there's some things God will show me and some things God will show you. We're a work in progress.
Amen.
But I want God to continue to work in my life. Amen. I don't want to end up like Rehoboam, losing everything.
Amen.
Listen, the hand of God, his blessing just withdrawn from him and Judah. And Shishak, the Egyptian, comes in and takes everything they had, robbed them of everything God gave them.
Yes.
And so they made them shields of brass. I told you, friend, they compromised. There's a cost. And there's a contrast. Big difference between gold and brass.
Amen, son.
Listen, I'm going to say this. If you're today saved, praise God.
Uh-huh.
But I hope your desire is to continually to be conformed into His image.
Amen.
And be what He'd have you to be. And I hope today if you're here away from God, maybe you're not serving Him like you should. I hope God has challenged you and let you know, friend, you need to be the real deal.
Amen.
It's time to lay down the brass and say, God, I want to be gold. I want to be
Amen.
What you have me to be. I'm going to surrender it all to you, Lord. I'm going to serve you. And if you're here today lost, oh, you're our welcomed guest.
Yes.
And I want to tell you, friend, you don't got to die lost and go to a burning, blistering, brimstone
no.
hell. Because Jesus Christ went to the cruel cross of Calvary and shed His rich, red, raw, redeeming blood so that you could be saved.
Yes.
But you ain't got to go to hell. You ain't got to waste one more day in sin, miserable. Listen.
Tell it, talk.
Lost and undone. Listen, you today can have your sins forgiven, find peace in your soul, and have the assurance, thank you, young brother, of an eternity in heaven.
Yes, sir, Brother Todd.
But today it's up to you. Rehoboam made a choice. He chose to turn his back on God.
Yeah.
And you know what? There was a great price to pay. I know sometimes we get wrapped up in life and, listen, we get doing our thing and we got our agendas and our plans and our purposes and we're just going along life. Then pretty soon we realize, wait a minute, something's missing.
The hug.
Oh. You know what? The enemy's come in and stole something.
That's right.
He stole a treasure out of your heart.
Yep.
Stole a treasure out of your soul. Stole a treasure out of your home, out of your family, out of your life. And you recognize, hey, I don't have the joy I once had.
Yes.
I don't have the peace I once
yes.
had. I don't have the zeal to serve God like I once had.
Where'd
I don't
go?
I don't have the faith I once had. Oh, preacher, I'm not living victorious like I once did. And I don't have the passion to see somebody saved like I once did. And I don't have the concern. And things that used to bother me just don't seem too bad anymore.
Yes.
You know what? Shishak has come in and took something from you.
That's right.
That hellish Shishak has come in and robbed you.
Yeah,
but today I hope some mom, some dad, some mama, some papa on this Father's Day will stand up and say, God, I don't want to compromise, but I want to be all You'd have me to be. And if you're here away from God, 1 John 1:9 is still in the book. If you'll confess your sins, He's faithful and just to forgive you of your sins and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. You ain't got to keep going down that road of ruin. You can turn around and say, God, I want You to bless me. I want You to bless my marriage, bless my home, bless my children. God, I want Your hand of protection on me. I want to serve You, God, and hold up that shield of gold and glory in You and know, God, that Your blessings
Amen.
Are on me.
Amen.
Friend, if you're lost, oh, I hope you get concerned Daily about
Todd.
Your soul. As we stand across this building, as they
yes.
get a song.
Jamie, get a song.
Oh, I wonder. Listen, I'm not asking you to.